We're beginning to sit by settling into our posture, taking the time to arrive in this posture, in this moment. Settling in a way that we feel at ease, comfortable enough to be stable for some time. Grounded, sense of connection with the earth element, and maybe needing to relax parts of the body where we may feel some tension, often in the shoulders, the hands, the belly, taking a moment or two to actually be present to this very experience and inviting ourselves to relax. This way there is a direct experience of feeling the body. Feeling physical experience. Very naturally there are parts of the body which we feel more than others. No need to seek anything else than what is presenting itself. Just being aware of what is. And in a very natural way, spontaneous way, there's this establishing of mindfulness, of awareness, with the breath, which we've been cultivating. This too is a physical sensation. Process. So wherever the breath feels natural to you, whether in the belly or chest, in the body, and it's the actual experience, meaning the direct sensory experience of sensation, of breath. So this may be an area. It may actually be the belly, and the chest, this whole area where there is a flow of different kinds of sensations, movement. As we inhale and exhale, there is movement, expansion of this area, and pressure. So this is happening quite spontaneously. Again, we don't need to create anything. We don't need to make the breath. has its own rhythm. This vibration. There's maybe also a sense of warmth. And very naturally, as we get acquainted to this very simple direct experience, slowly there's a stability, stabilizing. Centered presence. There's a harmony between the awareness and the feeling. Offering a sense of centeredness, a little more stable, or much more stable in the body. And registering, receiving that experience. So there's a way we connect and we sustain the attention. Again, present moment awareness. Just this one moment. And then the next moment. So this we may call the primary experience. Or the anchor, or the grounding place. And very naturally, as we may notice, quite obviously, there are other physical experiences manifesting. Other sensations in the body. That may be acknowledged. Again, very simply, just known for what they are. The actual sensation of maybe tingling. Or itching. Or vibration. Sense of lightness. Or a feeling of heaviness in any part of the body. So many different experiences arise and pass. And they can be known. So there's a way we can be very clearly aware of this primary experience of breath, breathing process, within a field of embodied presence. Which may mean that the breath is the primary experience or is in the foreground. And in the background, meaning within the field of presence, other experiences may be known. So there's a way that we may have a sense of a broader field of experience. Embodied presence, the entire body, and breath is manifesting within this field. Sometimes it may be that the sensations in the body become a little more apparent or even intense. They call us, they call for our attention. So they become the object, the primary object of attention. Very clearly then, we leave the breath for a moment and explore this new field of experience. Now again, it's the actual experience of sensation. From the space of living in the body, within the body, there may be pressure, heat, tightness, a wave of cold. So how does it feel to be aware? Means that we know it just as it is, the actual experience and how it changes when we're connecting to this experience. Changing flow of different sensations. Attending, knowing this experience as long as it lasts. With balance. And very naturally, re-establishing the connection with breath when it's no longer present. So there's a continuity of mindfulness. Moment by moment, as best we can, just noticing this and this. And very naturally, we may also notice that very likely there is a way that there is mental activity. Maybe even in relationship to what we're sensing, in relationship to breath or burning sensation. The mental activity is often here, the mind saying something about the experience. So it's very helpful, valuable today to distinguish the actual experience of sensation and the added commentary or interpretation, the layer of the mental activity in relationship to what is happening in the physical world. I say my breath is like this or like that, it's a thought about the breath. Or if I say, oh, I'm such a fool, I can't be with two breaths in a row, my mind's jumping all over the place, it's a thought which holds a judgment. Evaluating, saying something. With mindfulness meditation, we stay very simple. Meaning, we notice the difference between the actual physical experience. Breath is just this physical sensation. And we notice the thought, maybe judgment, evaluating, commenting. Which is an added layer. It's not wrong, but it needs to be known. very naturally, there's always something manifesting in this mind and body process, very alive. Grounded, receptive, and alert. This quality of interest, just to be noticing what's present. Breath is the ground, and we can always find this centered quality of presence, stabilizing. And very naturally, other body experiences manifest, the unknown. There can be a presence of even a broader field, which includes hearing. Very naturally, there's hearing happening right now. Being grounded in the body, and we're able to hear. Receiving sound where you are. No need to step out of ourselves. This very naturally can be part of the field of experience. And it's extremely helpful if at times there's pain in the body, to actually open the field of experience to include hearing. Hearing sound, hearing silence. Giving us a sense of spacious awareness, a little more open, and yet grounded. Stable and open. lastly, there are at times these manifestations of what I called last night the difficult mind states or energies. And of course, they're part of the meeting, manifesting sometimes a little more troublesome if they're not recognized. So this first one, wanting. How clearly this may manifest in relationship to what's happening. Maybe wanting the breath to be different than what it is. Wanting for the sit to end. Some sense of impatience beneath. Restlessness. Often in relationship to something that's happening, some type of reactivity, which is troublesome if it's not known. Very clearly, this can be recognized. Oh, it's wanting. Noticing it as the momentary experience. We don't need to fuel the critical mind. Get lost. Just stay grounded, but notice it. In the same way that if there's maybe physical pain, there's not wanting, aversion, reactivity, normal. Noticing the relationship to maybe the pain. This is mental. And you can see that as you notice it, you can actually be with it. And sometimes not. Which means that if the pain is too strong, then very naturally we shift postures. And that's the appropriate attitude. Gain some balance. Reestablish ourselves in this new posture. Hopefully finding some ease. And just begin again with breath. Wanting, not wanting, can be known. Thank you. times naturally we lose touch with the present moment or the actual experience, lost in thought, disconnect. And when we notice that this is happening, actually we're already present. This is the momentary experience. And we take the simple path. And the simple path is just reconnecting with the breath. Coming into presence with this familiar ground, which helps stay. Again, in a place of centeredness, stability. Now opening the field of presence, embodied presence, to hearing. This very simple actual experience, direct experience of vibration of sound, touching the ear door, contact, naturally feeling, perceiving sound, right where you are.